Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. We are certainly glad to be in the number one more time. We're glad to be in the presence of the Lord, how he watched over us all during the night, didn't allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come upon you. The Bible souls declare that great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Glory to God. You need to praise him this morning. Praise him, praise him. Wherever you at right now, praise the Lord. The Bible souls declare, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Lift his name up higher. Come on, lift his name up higher. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I just feel like giving God the highest praise, the highest praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We glorify you this morning. We come before you right now, Lord. Oh, Lord, as we offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving, I will declare, I will take, amen, the cup of salvation, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. Just one more time to know him. One more time to come into, amen, and to the sanctuary. One more time to come into the holy unction of the Spirit of God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Glory to God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. It already have been done. The battle already have been won. Satan already up under your feet. He about to throw in the towel now. You got to continue to hit him from the right and to the left. Not turning from the right side nor the left side, but I will keep my eyes stayed upon thee. Glory to God. We certainly thank God, amen, for our time to be here, amen, on this morning, on this December 20th day of December here in the year 2025, which is about to come to a close. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for allowing us to see this far. God have spared you with life, health, and strength. So this far, you done passed some tests. It's this far. Ain't no sense of you looking back no more. Amen. You got to continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help. Things might don't be going the way that you figure they should go. Amen. But I'm going to praise the Lord anyway. Seems to look like it's trouble on every side, but hallelujah anyway. Seem like focus are getting me, persecuting me, scandalizing my name, but glory to God anyway. I'm gonna dance anyway. I'm gonna come before his presence one more time as I enter into his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. I'm telling you, I'm excited this morning. I'm excited when the season, amen, because Jesus is the reason, amen, for the season. He is your way maker. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is that which is now. He is the right now God. Glory to God. That's why you need to worship him. Thank God, amen, for Pastor David. Amen. Here and I miss one more time, the man of God, amen, the voice of biblical response and frontline. We had an opportunity to come on there this morning with the distinguished guest on that panel. I have to say it's always an honor, amen, to be amongst God's people and to be amongst such a distinguished folk of people, amen, to be able to come and even be considered. Amen, to be among that panel. So we thank God, amen, for him this morning, which is our producer as well, for his endeavors in the Lord. Glory to God. But, you know, we thank God. First and foremost, we thank God for him. Amen. To come, I greet you, our listening audience out there this morning. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there's no other name given among heaven that is worthy to be called, that we can call upon. That name is Jesus. No other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, whereby we must glorify him. And we need to know that here in these days that we're living in now. A lot of people have turned away from the Lord. A lot of people are trying to figure things out for themselves. But we got to know, we got to understand, and we have to be equipped, and we have to be empowered with the Holy Ghost and with the Spirit of the living God, that we can be able to have the spirit of discernment, that we can distinguish from good and evil and from right is wrong. Amen. Before that, and the contrast of the difference, there's no in between. We got to know who team we on, whose side we on for this day. As Joshua has said in Joshua 24:15, for this day I will serve the Lord. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know what that mean, me and my house? That mean that the spiritual house on the inside of you, the lively stones that's on the inside of you, a living stone. Then I greet you now. You're a living stone on the inside of you, exuberance and to praise God and to get excited by God. God is not dead, folk. I'm trying to tell somebody right now, he's still yet on the throne, and he still sits high and he look low, and he'll come and see about you. Whatever you're going through, the only thing you got to do is speak things that wish be not as though they were. Speak it into existence. Speak it until it come to pass. Glory to God. We want to come forth now with the bereavement family first and foremost before we go any further. A lot of times when we come on the air, we don't have an opportunity to say all the things we want to say, but glory be to God. We thank God, amen, for this segment and this Lively Stones Ministry edition here for our time here in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. And with that said, this is the minister Ezekiel Jones from Lively Stones Ministry, the ministry that hangs on love, the ministry where everybody is somebody. Yes, sir. Everybody is somebody. I come to tell you, somebody in the Lord. You are precious in the sight of God. Everybody is somebody, and Jesus is the Lord. To the bereavement family in Clewiston, the Belgrade area, amen. We're attending that funeral on this morning, so we got to get out of here once we go off the air. But this is personal funeral, my family down the line. And so if you're listening out there in Belgrade this morning, Pahokee, Clewiston area, I want you to be encouraged on this morning. Realize that God don't make no mistakes. He's too wise to make a mistake. The infinite wisdom of God, divinity, if you would, of God. And he's too just to do that which is wrong. And everything, amen, God does is, amen, God have a reason behind it. That's why I say it is very pivotal and it's very essential in this day. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the appointed time to get to know the Godhead and the Trinity of the Lord, if you would, to build a solid foundation that's founded upon a rock, not with wood, hay, or stubble. See, that's going to burn, and that's going to deteriorate at some point. But if you build your house on the Lord, I heard the Bible says that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. See, because that's what the enemy come to do, to attack. And we just don't know where it's at. We don't know where, come on here. Can I just keep it plain? We just don't know when we're going to take our last breath. But to be such ready in such an hour, glory to God, and to be absent from the body, but most certainly present with the Lord. And that's where we want to be at on when our time, up on this earth where we can put on the, take off this mortal and put on immortality, which is the everlasting life in God, where we have new bodies. Glory to God. Amen. We want to give a shout out, amen, to our Spanish audience out there this morning. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Mean Merry Christmas. We want to say Merry Christmas to you on this morning. I know we have some Spanish and Spanish listeners that tune in too as well, and you speak English well, and you speak Spanish as well. You know, of course, that's your natural inheritance, amen, but you speak English, amen, great too as well. So God bless you, El Abba El Senor. That means praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, ministers, which is good morning. You know who I'm talking to right there on today, this morning. Yes, yes, yes. This is the day that the Lord have made. And you might as well go ahead on and rejoice. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. You might as well go ahead on and look yourself in the mirror and just thank God for another day. I don't care if you're 9 years old or you're 99 years old. And if you didn't live that long, boy, you must have been doing something right for the Lord, because the Lord have spared you to see that. But I tell you what, I come by the radio station this morning, and I just felt like it was essential, amen, to come on this day, which excited to come anything and say anything pertaining, you know, to the Lord. But trying to make 199.5 just won't do. It just won't do. It just won't do. Just real quick, Discreet Ministry, Tabernacle Church of Deliverance would be out on Avenue D today, December the 20th, here on a Saturday at 3 p.m. Discreet Ministry, Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. Some of the leaders of the church, Elder Ruby, would be out there. Be out there with food. Their love, their doors hangers on the hinges of love, over there at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. And just to come, they'll have, like I said, the festivities, foods, and refreshments, and most important, the word of the Lord, where souls would be enlightened, if you would, and souls would be made free. And whosoever the Son made free is free indeed. This is a great event. The churches, a lot of times in our community and churches everywhere, for that matter, we get too complacent, get too comfortable in the church, and we feel as though we got it all figured out. But, you know, the real work is out in the hedges and the highways, and to take the gospel of Jesus Christ on the road. That's what he told his disciples, to go into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Trinity. Yes, yes. Somebody will be edified, and we are to minister grace unto the hearers, you know. And let no corrupt communication proceed up out of your mouth. Glory to God, because folk is watching your walk. You're not going to just be talk about it, but you got to be about it. You got to be a living testimony for who you are and who you say you are. You know, a lot of times to be up on the microscope, you know, the man or the woman of God, I you know, personally me, Minister Ezekiel Jones, Lively Stones Ministry, I don't really need a microscope to follow me around. But if you happen to have a microscope, you can follow me around and see if my life lined up with the alignment of God. Because this is how we all supposed to be as a believer, as a Christian. We to seek that which is right, the righteousness of God, to understand the welfare of God, understand the well-being of God, and for God whom I move and live and have my being, and the God who I please, who I choose to satisfy, glory to God. Mika Dishkam, glory to God. The Lord is our sanctifier. They'll see the Lord say, come out from among them and be ye separated. You know, separate yourself, saturate yourself, cleanse yourself from all iniquities. And he then laid upon us the Lord have laid upon him, the iniquity of us all. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your grace and peace. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, kindness, Lord. We thank you for the multitude of your tender mercies. If it have not been for the Lord who was on our side, ain't no telling where we'd be on this morning. But God, as we reflect back and we look over our lives and we think things over, our soul cries out, hallelujah. Oh God, Lord, help us now, oh Lord, as a newborn babe desiring the sincere milk of the word. Lord, help us, oh God, that your word will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh Lord, knowing and realizing, oh God, that we can't walk this walk alone. And the darkness, when you said in your word that when a man walk in the nighttime, he stumbles and fall. Lord, let us be the children of the day, oh God, that we may please you in every aspect, oh God, that we may be a recipient and we be able to replicate, as according to Philippians 2:5, that this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you. So we thank you, Lord, this morning. Oh Lord, we pray for the bereavement family on this morning. We said in your word, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted at this time. Oh God, for we also are comforted of you, oh God, that we can be assistance, oh God. So we ask you to send your mercy, send your grace, send, oh God, your peace right now, God. And we'll be so honorable and so thankful to give you the praise in Jesus' name. And the people of God said amen and amen. We want to come and just kind of pad to what we talked a bit about last week on fear. And the word fear, the Hebrew word for fear, is yirah. It's translated to fear. And the Bible souls declare, if you look at that, which is opposite, see, fear torments you. Fear will have you in a place of rebelliousness, a place of doubtfulness, a place of uncertainties, of a place of I'm not sure, you know. But when you have the fear of the Lord, the Bible souls declare in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. See, automatically then you come into the realization of God. You comes into the reconciliation of God instantly right there, because the wisdom of God. Who have known the mind of the Lord, the infinite wisdom of God? That word infinite means the God that's out of time. There's no cap on him. It's eternity, and it's eternal. It's everlasting. There's no end. You can go out to the ocean. You can look. You know, I was as a kid, I should go out to the beach a lot of times. I remember vividly about 10 years old, 9 years old, looking out to the beach. And I say, look like the sky is hitting the water way out there. When you look way out there, it look like the sky hit the water. Like, what's way out there? Man, that's pretty far, you know. And this is how with God is. There's no ending with him. He's the beginning and he's the end. That which is, that which was, and that which is to come. And he's a God of the present God right now. He's a present God right now. The present help in a time of trouble. And he's there for you right now to assist you, to live inside of you. You know, and it's a privilege and it's an honor to realize and understand that God walked this earth. You know, the Bible souls declare in Philippians, that second chapter, verse 6, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, or made himself of no reputation, but took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, and then became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. So, and it's a privilege that he dwelt among us in humanity, and the word of God became flesh and it dwelt among us. Jesus, as humanity, walked this earth here, just like me and you walked this earth. And also, it'll be robbery for the occasion for me not to mention anything about, amen, the season that we're in now, to give honor where honor due, tribute to where tribute is due, to reflect and to acknowledge and to show reference and to show admiration and adoration, to know, amen, that Christ, amen, the baby that was found in the manger and swaddled and clothed, and the shepherd that watched over the flock. And the Bible says the glow of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, and they was afraid. That's that word again, fearful. They was fearful, but the heavenly hosts of the Lord said, fear not, for I bring unto you this day good things of great joy. You know, I'm getting cheer bumps now just thinking about that, because fear torments you. Fear will back you up in a corner and blind you where you can't see the things that God will have for you. You can't see the prize. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he a new creature. See, you'll be thinking on the things of the past, dwelling on the things of the past. But the word of the Lord came to renew your mind, to steadfast your spirit, and that you be rooted and grounded. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Rooted and grounded, and that Christ may dwell in your heart richly. I don't care where you've been at 20 years ago or 30 years ago. If you take upon the name of the Lord, you are a new creature. Things have passed away, but why? Things begin to resurface in your mind or in your spirit. The enemy, he want to come and remind you of how you was a terrible man or a terrible woman back when you was doing in your trespasses. Come on here. Well, baby, I come to tell somebody this morning, you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And you don't have to be tossed to and fro and carried by every wind and doctrine to the cunning and craftiness and where men's lie to deceit you. For this cause the Bible souls declare, 1 John 3rd chapter, 8th verse, for this cause the Son of Man was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. For the devil sinned is from the beginning. See, that's why we need to have that joy of the Lord in our heart, you know. And when the joy of the Lord enters into your heart, it brings you strength. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. For this day is holy with our Lord. This day here. Just live this day, friend. Live this day. You know, a lot of times we come on the air and we just want to make it plain, and we're just cutting to the chase. For this day, you know, as Paul said, I come not with enticing words or men wisdom, but I come into you with the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God, that God would be made manifest in your mortal bodies, and that the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you. Don't you know that you are the spirit of the living God, the temple of the living God? Glory to God. And if we just continue to hold fast, to do that which is good, and the fear. And when you begin to spend time with the Lord on a daily basis and really get in tune with him, you begin to be at feel with God, you know, and the opposite of that. If you don't, you feel empty. You really feel empty. You really do. But the thing about this is developing fundamental relationship with him on the day-to-day basis. That's why the word of the Lord tell us that we will show forth our salvation from day to day as each day passes. We spend time with God. And it's a replicate of that where God began to explicitly give you details on, because how many know do God do things in decent and in order? Everything done in decent and order. And when you look at throughout the Bible, when Moses' time or his era was over, he passed it on to Joshua. You know, you can go all the way back, Abraham, you know, to Moses. And God always have a ram in the bush. And God will not, he's not slack concerning his promises towards you, friend. It is just at times the fear of the Lord is what we need to tap into rather than being fear of what someone or something can do unto us. Glory to God. The Bible souls declare in Matthew, that 10th chapter, fear not them which kill the body, but not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. I think that sums it up. And when you read a scripture like that, ain't nothing else to be said as far as the characterizing your redemption, if you would, in the Lord. Fear not what man can do unto you, because my hope, my life, everything is in the Lord's hands. And if I'm not relinquishing shit unto him, you hanging in the balance. Hanging in the balance. If I had a word, we running out of time. It's to set the edge. Set the edge. A lot of people probably wondering what I'm talking about this morning, set the edge. But set the edge basically means, I remember when I was playing football one time and I was tall with long arms, so they called me long. You know, I was long. I got long arms, even much to this day. And my job was on defense was to don't let nobody get outside. Set the edge. Turn them back inside and let the pursuit, the cavalry, get them. And they run to the football, swarm tigling. And the reason why I say that is the boundaries, what we have in Christ Jesus, okay? We know that if we let something that runs outside, and if it runs outside, it'll get back into us and it can contaminate the child of God. The foulness begin to get in. And then fear, doubt begin to creep in, you know. So we set the edge and turn it all back inside. See, in the spirit of the Lord, I'm laughing because this is revelation. Glory to God. And the Lord gave me this yesterday. See, the spirit of the Lord dwelleth on the inside of you. And the enemy can't come in there. If you're a true believer of God, the Bible souls declare Romans 8:10. If you have not the spirit of Christ, you are not none of his, because the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness, the righteousness of God. We see our time have come and gone. We want to be obedient to the time. We're going to get out the way now, allow the rest of our speakers to come forth. We have a dynamic setting here today. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you. God did, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, we thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.